live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Memorial Day edition of the program. That's right. We're here while those other talk show hosts take the day off. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want, and as usual, it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Once again, the number is 800-259-9231. Now, it's Memorial Day, so inevitably that means there's, I think, a bit of commentary that is requisite.
Nothing
today.
More out of place than an anti-war activist on the radio on Memorial Day.
Hey, where's our paid vacation anyway? Aren't we supposed to be off? Like, this is... another three-day weekend.
Did you vote for Obama?
No.
Then you got nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
You can take time off if you want to, man.
Yeah, get out.
It's not like you're paid to be here in the first place.
I already missed a Monday recently, so... Yeah.
So we'll, of course, take your phone calls, your thoughts about whatever you want. In fact, we'll start things out here with an email I was sent. Now, normally I don't really care for people forwarding me emails. You know, these email forwards yeah. that go all around everywhere. Normally, I'm more interested in hearing from people as to what they think, but this one I thought was worth actually looking at because it gives you some idea of what it is that is going around from email box to email box over this particular weekend. And, of course, it's all about Memorial Day. So it's, as you might expect, the kind of... It's not really a lengthy email, but it is one of those... emails where, you know, certain words are capitalized a whole bunch. There's a lot of exclamation marks.
Colors.
Right.
Red, white, and blue. Lots of it.
There are colors, and they are indeed red, white, and blue. So I'll just go ahead and jump right into this. So it's about Memorial Day. Keep it moving, please, even if you've seen it before. It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion.
Okay, is it the veteran that has given us freedom
of religion? No, it wasn't a question.
Of religion?
It is the veteran. This is a statement.
Well, I understand
this
that.
This is a declaration.
Case, you know, I guess that they're looking at the sort of the Revolutionary War figures, and I would say that, there were problems with freedom of religion. I guess it was the Pilgrims and the Puritans and those kind of people that fled England in order to get freedom here in the United States from religion. And then they, of course, found lots of conflicts once they got on this soil.
But they weren't seeking freedom from religion. They just wanted a place where their religion would be the dominant religion.
Freedom of religion.
Yeah, but even so, even then, they were not, like, super... pro-free religion.
Did they burn witches?
There were people who
Quakers.
Yeah.
There were people who fought for freedom, who believed in freedom of religion, but they were mostly deists and borderline atheists. So.
The deists movement that I know of, and I would have to look this up to make sure, but it really didn't get picked up until the Enlightenment period, and that was afterwards, sort of after the colonies kind of started getting populated. Not
yeah.
to say that there were no deists that came over here for freedom from religion, but...
I'm just saying that they were the ones that kind of spearheaded the freedom of religion, it seemed like. A lot of the founding fathers were deists, and...
Some,
they were,
certainly.
You know.
Some were just Bible-pounding nuts.
Some of the more outspoken ones, I think, had they not fought about it, it might not have been that way. But I think the point being, though, that so many of the people who left England to get freedom to practice their specific religion were not necessarily coming over here above the hypocrisy of them believing their religion on other people.
So what you're saying is that the people that fought for the Continental Army and people who fought for the various militia?
Good question.
Of the...
I think it's just militia.
The militias.
Yeah, something like that. Of the colonies, that those people didn't, in fact, want freedom of religion. They just wanted freedom of religion for themselves, specifically. They wanted to be able to do what they wanted to do.
That's certainly the impression I have of the Puritans and Pilgrims and such, was not so much that, you know, they came over with this notion of everyone needs to be free to practice the religion of their choice. They were like, let's come over here because we believe in this religion and we can get away with it over here.
Now, in Pennsylvania, they did have a freedom of religion. You could do what you wanted, but they were dominated at the time. They were dominated up until about the time of the Revolutionary War by Quakers.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for your thoughts here. It is the veteran. Now, veteran is all capitalized. Not the reporter who has given us freedom of the press.
Well, there's lots of veterans in the police force, and it's the police forces that tend to crack down on reporters.
Didn't we just see footage over the weekend of Adam Kokesh, a television personality, being body slammed? And veteran. And also news media photographers, cameramen being pushed out of a so-called public place, specifically the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., as the thug cops there were attempting to crack down on people for dancing. Didn't they kick every single person with a camera out of there, including NBC's photographer?
Well, not to mention that.
Yes, they did.
They did. But the United States has slid down the list of press freedoms.
Well, maybe the veterans...
Because of Barack Obama and his crackdown on transparency.
It was sliding down before that.
The president that was supposed to buoy it up, the guy who said, we're going to have transparency, that guy is not doing that. He's doing the opposite. And if it was the veteran who was going to do something about this, then likely we would be at the top of the list, because we've been fighting war since 2000 or since World War II. I mean, we should have press freedom by now.
Well, maybe they're just not fighting hard enough. Maybe they need some more.
Maybe they really don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut about press freedom.
Maybe it's the more war there is, the more freedom there is. So they just need to make more war. Since the veterans are responsible, apparently, for giving us all of these freedoms, I mean, we wouldn't have any freedoms, according to this email, if it weren't for men and women going around the world killing innocent people. I mean, we just need to have the U.S. military just do more slaughtering, and for every little child that they dismember and every family that they destroy, then we'll get more freedom. That's how it works, right?
Apparently.
There's more here. It is the veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech.
Doesn't the Declaration of Independence say that that God gave you freedom of speech?
That's a good question. I don't happen to have that.
Endowed by your Creator, certain inalienable rights.
Well,
it says it's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So freedom of speech. So if you combine the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, you will get the idea that God endows you with rights, and then those rights are among them would be freedom of speech in the first.
See, it's not all of the heroic people like the Quakers who stood up for their beliefs, or the people that stood up for freedom of the press, like the folks this weekend, or the people that stood up for freedom of speech, like the folks this weekend at the Jefferson Memorial who were dancing in public when they were told that they couldn't. It's not because of heroic individuals who made a stand for liberty and put their lives and their freedom on the line without ever raising a pistol, without ever raising any kind of method of violence toward another human being. It's not those folks who are responsible for securing freedoms for others. It's men and women who go around killing people.
I don't think you can't kill for freedom. I think you could kill tyrannical people and get freedom, but the idea that U.S. soldiers do anything but obey the orders that they're given to them. It's a rare instance that a U.S. soldier does such a thing, but the idea that they do that is demonstrably false.
Therefore, very specific interests that are generally not in line with the average American.
Well, they're the government. The government. I mean, show me the government that's protecting freedom. It's rare. I'm not saying that there haven't been governments that have engaged in violence, and that's what governments do. They're organizations that claim for themselves a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. That a government that hasn't engaged in violence for the sake of more rights, they're out there. The instances have occurred, but they are few compared to the multiple instances of the United States government cracking down on freedoms.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't see too many instances here on U.S. soil of the government protecting people's freedom in the last two or three decades.
Like this one. It's the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to assemble. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, we can make the same points over and over again here. It's the military, former military members going into the police that are cracking down on a lot of these freedoms that they supposedly have given to us. So I guess he who giveth can taketh away. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, the whole idea that other humans gave you freedom is, kind of silly, especially the ones
that are
going around killing other people. It's not a real good way to set example for freedom.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves this live Memorial Day edition of the program. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include listening options. We've got a variety of them. In fact, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get access to our live streams, including broadband and dial-up versions of the show, airing the latest episode 24/7 around the clock over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, you'll learn about the great radio stations, nearly 100 of them, that air this program across the country, as well as our satellite listening options. And our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. By the way, speaking of our satellite listening options, I want to announce officially that we are now on our second XM satellite talk radio channel. They have added us weekends to Extreme XM, which is a different kind of channel. The first channel we were on was America's Talk, it's called Extreme Talk. The first channel that we are on right now tonight, weeknights, we're on America's Talk. But then on the weekends, we air on Extreme Talk, which is more of like a hot talk kind of a channel. It's a lot of the shows that are on Extreme Talk, they're not so much your grandfather's talk radio.
Not talking about issues and politics and things like that.
Yeah, and I don't like politics, but we certainly talk about issues on this
I think
program.
A lot of people tend to equate issues with politics.
It's a shame, too, because politics sucks, and issues are interesting. Politics is, to me, all about politicians and the Republicans and the Democrats and whatever infighting that they have with one another, which I find completely useless. So I think we'll fit in well there, considering we actually started on a hot talk radio station way back in 2002. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, so now we've got two different ways for you to listen on XM plus our other satellite listening options. All the details are there at listen.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know somebody who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked with the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies in the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Stop on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
So, sharing with you for this Memorial Day edition of the show, as we're here, of course, we're willing to take your phone calls, as always, at 800-259-9231. Sharing an email, one of these email forwards that's just going around everywhere, which, of course, contains all kinds of questionable claims, like how the veterans are responsible for giving you all of the wonderful freedoms that you enjoy. And they go through freedom of speech, the freedom to assemble, freedom of religion, the freedom of
every
the press.
Region.
Yes.
Every region.
All because of men and women following the orders of politicians. Boy, if we didn't have that happening, then we just would be, it'd be like Red China here. Wait, don't they have a military there, too? They've got militaries everywhere. Wait, in fact, Costa Rica doesn't even have a military. How is it that they have any freedoms in Costa Rica?
Not sure.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, anyway, 800-259-9231. Maybe that's something to think about. But, of course, as we pointed out, there's all kinds of examples about how these freedoms that this email claims that we all have don't actually, in point of fact, exist, or certainly don't exist to the point where you could call them just carte blanche a freedom. Well, like, you don't have the freedom to assemble where they don't want you to. Like in the Jefferson Memorial over the weekend, where nearly half a dozen liberty activists were arrested, and violently, I may say, in many ways, they were arrested for being in a place that is ostensibly public. So clearly, those folks didn't have the freedom to assemble. They didn't have the freedom of the press, because the press was kicked out of that location. And they certainly didn't have the freedom of speech and expression.
And that's the thing that I would expect to see here in the freest country on earth, where freedom isn't free, where our soldiers are boys for fighting for freedom every day overseas. I would expect to see freedoms increasing. But in fact, what I see is freedoms decreasing.
Right, and there's plenty of wars out there.
Right,
so
if you believe that freedoms need to diminish during war, you know, there's examples during World War II. It's God's war, and Americans' freedoms were clamped down a bit on World War II, but it was over, and then they all got them all back. It was great.
Mark, do you want the terrorists to win?
Right, and we'll take into consideration
we're free from terrorists because of the
war
the
hasn't
military.
Stopped. You're far more likely to get shot by a cop than you are by a terrorist, blown up by a terrorist. I mean, you know, this
absolutely.
I mean, and then not to mention that what they're doing militarily is making more terrorists and probably making us more likely to be attacked by terrorists again. So.
Also, if you want to count the people killed by armies or killed by the United States Army, you're going to count a lot more people than were killed on 9/11, 2001.
But those aren't Americans, so they don't really count.
Right. Sorry, they're brown.
1-800-259-9231. The email goes on. It is the veteran not the lawyer who has given us the right to a fair trial. Ah, written as someone who has never been to trial. I mean, come on. The idea that you get a fair trial in this country is absolutely ludicrous. Anyone who has ever been in the judicial so-called justice system knows that it's all a sham, and it really is just essentially window dressing to cover for the violence that is inherent in this idea of the state. That's all the court system is. Mark, you're going to go to a trial actually coming up this Thursday.
And the point that I'm going to make is that this trial isn't fair.
And how will you be making that point?
Well, do you really want me to give away what I'm going to do at trial?
You I think suppose they're listening to you?
I don't know. I suppose the possibility exists. I'm basically going to, point out that, hey, am I supposed to get a free trial, a fair trial here? I mean, is this supposed to be fair?
Well, yes. Yes, it is.
Well, what else would they say?
Uh-huh.
And I'd say, well, so then I've got the cop on the witness stand. It's the only option I really have. So then your word here isn't going to be taken any more than mine is, right?
Well, no, of course not.
So the judge doesn't trust you more than he trusts me, right?
No, this is completely this is completely fair.
That's so right. Why is it that they let you into this courtroom with a Glock 26 on your hip, but I, in fact, had my pocket knife taken away from me?
I'm a trained professional.
But that means they trust you at the very least to be a trained professional, right?
I suppose.
So what? If I was a trained professional, I wouldn't be able to bring a gun in here?
Objection calls for speculation.
Objection, Your Honor. This fella here is obviously there's some kind of collusion going on between you two. Motion for dismissal.
Denied.
Of course. I fully expect to go to prison for this, or jail for
jail,
this.
Jail, yeah.
Mark
it's a speeding
back in the pokey,
ticket, by the way.
Yeah,
you're going in for a speeding ticket. It's like a $70-something speeding ticket. They're going to tack on. And somebody pointed out recently that there are court costs in New Hampshire, and I never really made the connection because they don't call it that, so I guess they fooled me. But they have this, they have the 20% or 30, is it 30% or 20%? I'm spacing out on this. I should know. I've been through enough of this. But whenever you get assessed a fine, there's like an assessment fee. So if you're not assessed a fine, then technically there's no court costs. But every time you're pretty much assessed a fine. So when they assess you with this fine, they tack on a fee, like a 20 or 30% fee on top of that. And that's essentially what the court costs are in New Hampshire. Yeah, so you may end up with about $100 worth of
I'm going to have a problem with that, too, because the New Hampshire Constitution says that justice is free.
Good point.
So there.
Does that mean you're going to appeal?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I probably won't appeal. I
pointed
won't go
that out.
Jail.
I pointed that out when they wanted to charge me fees for appealing to the Superior Court.
Mm-hmm.
And I reported that, and they said that it's already been decided that that doesn't apply to this case.
Yep, that's right. I got the same excuse from them. There's this other court case that we're relying on that basically says that, that whole thing about justice being free, that means you can't buy the judge. That means you can't, essentially buy a verdict. That was what the intention was behind that, according to some court decision. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, so we can charge you whatever fees we want.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, bring up anything, toll-free number, the live Memorial Day edition of the show, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you missed a moment, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, the last week's worth, and then if you click into the archive section, that takes you all the way back to late 2006. That is all free for you at freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes that you have to pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. There's no combustion, no tar, no foul, lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL, FTL is in Free Talk Live, at VaporStation.com. Get an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Let's go to you, your phone calls, your thoughts. Robert, listening in Arizona, you're on with Ian, Dale, and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks
hey,
for taking
what's
my
on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple things. First thing I'd like to bring up is the debacle with the CNN video cast at the I don't think they aired, but they got on YouTube where CNN was in Joplin, and they had some information about a secret morgue that 150, I guess, people were being brought to. I know there's still like 132 people still missing. They find out about some secret morgue. They find out about the location, and then when they go to this location, that there's police blocking the street, saying you can't come down here, you can't see where this place is, and they had threatened with arrest if they don't turn around and head back the other way. And this was on CNN, by the way.
Boy, thank goodness we have all those veterans out there fighting for the freedom of the press.
Yeah, well, exactly, right? Mm-hmm. Fighting for the freedom of the press. And that the mainstream propaganda media got turned away. So what do you think about that?
It's incredible.
I saw it on CNN myself and thought, I wonder how they could even do this. How can they keep a news crew from rolling down a public street and filming something from the side of the road?
Apparently they could.
Yeah, well, exactly. Can you say police state?
Come
on, guys.
Absolutely. Well, we've been saying that for a long time, dude.
I think it's becoming more blatantly obvious. I mean, the things they're doing now are so much more overtly...
It's in your face.
State. It is. It's getting very in your face. And it's, some of it's been fairly subtle. And, I think a lot of people have been saying, look what's happening. Pay attention. Pull your head out of your ass, And now it's getting to where it's, to the common person, they're seeing this and going, yes, we are getting into a police state.
Robert, I presume you've seen the footage from D.C. over this weekend with the dancers being arrested?
Yeah, absolutely. It was disgusting to every level you can be imaginable. I mean, these people were peaceful, protesting peacefully. They were dancing, for God's sake. They were dancing.
Yep.
Can you imagine that? Being arrested for dancing.
How much more outrageous and in your face could they make this? I mean, besides, cracking a few heads at the dance protest, it couldn't have been much worse than what it was. I mean, to separate two human beings who are in love from one another and tell them no dancing is just so outrageous. To body slam somebody for being maybe a little bit resistant to being arrested is so outrageous. And
they had no authority. They were in a public place. They had no authority whatsoever to do anything.
Well, apparently they have all the authority they need.
Authority, let me tell you something. Authority is always whoever's strongest. That's really what it's all authority is. Anything else is just an illusion. I mean, if you convince someone to do as you say, then you're the strongest, And that's just it. I mean, the authority of our governments, the state governments, the city governments, the federal government, it's because they have a lot of power to back up whatever they tell us to do.
Not only that, but also they have the obedience and the docility of the people, because it's important to remember that they may seem like they have a lot of power, but in reality, we have the numbers. There are far more of us, those of us who are not them, than there are them.
I think it's just important to note, exactly, and if, if that illusion were busted, if it were dispelled and all these people stopped treating them as these authority figures, then you're right, it would be dispelled. The problem is, someone there can say, I don't recognize your authority, but it won't matter, you realize, because they will simply arrest you and you won't be able to do anything about it.
Robert, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, just to say the sheeple are awakening. That's why we're having more and more protests. That's why we're being more resistant in a non-combative way. And God forbid that the poor veteran who was assassinated by SWAT team, what they find, 60 rounds in this guy, which was just totally incomprehensible to me.
Yeah, the guy that was killed during a drug raid. It was just yet another victim in this long line of destruction that is the war on drugs. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. It is this live Memorial Day edition of the program here.
Yeah, the incident where they're talking about the veteran that was gunned down. It's been a couple of weeks now. The mainstream media is finally picking it up, and they're talking about it a little bit, but they're doing it 2 weeks after Free Talk Live did. And I'd also like to point out that this guy didn't fire a shot. He was just coming out of his house to take a look at what's going on, and police SWAT teams on a drug raid just opened up on him. They didn't find any drugs in this house. They turned away the ambulance that was called for this guy, and wouldn't let even his wife go and hear his last words.
No, wait, that guy was a veteran, wasn't he?
Yeah, of course he was. Yeah.
Well, thank goodness we have veterans to protect the veterans from being killed by other veterans when they get hired by the police. 1-800-259-9231 as we continue here. Christine is on the line in Colorado. Christine, hey, I saw your YouTube channel recently. You are, I guess you've kind of had a bit of a change of heart recently regarding stuff like voting and politics and such.
I most certainly have. Ian, I have evolved from my minarchism to being a libertarian anarchist. I see the rest of it is really the antithesis of freedom. Anything that upholds the legitimacy of the state and the government is anti-freedom. So, yeah, I have evolved. And I was used to be one of those staunch persons who would debate with anarchists, but they were most certainly right, and I see that now.
So what convinced you that voting is, in fact, upholding the state?
Well, number one, the fundamental basis of it to even engage in voting is to say that you are in agreement with the election of, quote, representatives. And I don't believe that any other human being on earth can represent Christine Smith or Ian Freeman or any one of our listeners out there except for themselves. The only purpose of government, whether it's at the state level, whether it's at the federal level, at any level, is to legally steal our money and to force their rules upon us. And I don't see either of that as legitimate, so I don't care how good a, quote, candidate is or cares about freedom to whatever degree, the very nature of holding an elected office is anti-freedom, because if you truly respected freedom, you wouldn't want to be stealing people's money or imposing your will upon them. And to vote is to condone it, is to say I agree with the system, and I know that a lot of minarchists still hold to the idea that we're going to have a limited government, which I believe to be an oxymoron, and I think all of history has proven that it only becomes tyrannical.
I agree with everything you said except for one word that you used.
Yes, what was that?
Minarchist. I used the term mini-statist.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's good. And I want to thank you for pointing that out, because when I was a minarchist, the thing that really kind of irked me, and I mean that in a positive way, because I always want to question myself, and that's why I, as best I can, I feel that this is an evolvement, was when someone would say that, just what you said, because you are still a statist. You're still looking at the
yes.
government, someone else planning for you. And
it's funny that someone says...
Share that.
Someone will say, a theist is someone who believes in, a theist isn't someone who believes in a really, really big God. You know, a theist is someone who believes in God. And if you believe
Correct.
In a state, if you believe we need a state and that a state is essential for our freedom and all that, then you're a statist.
Very well said. Is
that an unreasonable definition?
No, and I agree
so.
With you completely, and I think more of us, we need to focus upon that, because those who are minarchists and who are folks, are we going to a break?
Well, I'll tell you what, stick with us here in a moment. We'll come back with more with Christine at 800-259-9231, because I don't agree with everything that she said.
No, I have to disagree with the definition of minarchist, too.
Oh, I agree with that, with the definition of minarchist.
I think it's wrong.
1-800-25, maybe we should call them coercionists, mini-coercionists, how about that?
I don't know.
1-800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves, because I don't like the term statist. More on the way, this is Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea
is a refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day men's 50-plus advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day men's 50-plus advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom T was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom T is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom T also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. 'Tis the live Memorial Day edition. And we're here to take your calls about anything you want. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by shopping with us through shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you see there, different links for different countries. Click through the appropriate one for you, get your shopping taken care of, and feel good because you're getting a great deal through Amazon and you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time. Essentially, when you go through that link, it's telling Amazon who sent you there, and they cut us a portion of their profits for sending them the business. So get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. Christine Smith is with us from Colorado. She is a liberty-oriented blogger, and at one time, I think it was 08, ran for the Libertarian Party presidential nomination. So you're somebody, Christine, and are you still with us, by the way?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, you're somebody who has certainly seen the inside of the political world. You have done quite a bit of political activism. So it's not like you're just someone who is just saying, screw the state, I'm done with this nonsense, and becoming an anarchist because, well, it's convenient. You've actually gone through a lot of the political system. You're very, intimately familiar with it. And so that's kind of, I'm sure, sculpted your opinions on this. But essentially, you put out a YouTube video recently announcing that you're now calling yourself an anarchist and you have completely rejected any engagement in politics whatsoever. Is that fairly accurate
in
to
the,
say?
Yes, in the electoral system. Mm-hmm. And yes, I look at the previous involvement I had in politics, whether it was seeking the LP nomination or running here in Colorado for the state house. I was wrong. Even as someone as liberty-oriented as I was and believing in freedom and wanting to fight and help people to have greater liberty in their life, I was wrong to ever want to assume a position, whether one achieves it or not, to assume such a position in which one's salary would be paid by legalized theft, which is what is taxation, and even my will or the will of the people in order to free them. I do not see anybody of human beings humans as legitimate having power over others. So I now reject the premise, and thus, of course, I would never run for office. I would never vote. But I would like to quickly make a comment, and then I would like to talk about Memorial Day. To those who still cling to this idea that they are going to restore the republic, and which I do not. I do not even view the Constitution at this time. That's the, to quote the law of the land, on paper only. But even in that, I do not see that as freedom. It's a far cry from the Articles of Confederation. But for those who do wish they had a constitutional government, and they are, you know, so much lobbying for all of these things, control the budget, end the Fed, the fact of the matter is I'd like them to look at the core problem. The Bill of Rights was made to restrain the government, and it has failed. This shows the nature of human beings. When you give them power over other human beings, it's always going to grow. It's always going to get larger. And I would remind them, the tyranny that we are now living under in the United States is not going to go away by you casting your vote. And I think it very sad that those with such good intentions, as I was for many years, are wasting so much of their time, their energy, and their resources on things that are never—it's never going to achieve greater freedom in this country.
I share a lot of those concerns, Christine, and I have to agree completely, almost completely, that that the efforts that are at a national level to try to change the Washington D.C. are a virtually complete waste of time. I did give money to the Ron Paul campaign because I think Ron Paul is out there spreading the ideas of liberty. That's why I value him, not because I think he has any chance at winning the presidency or any kind of or that any kind of significant change will come to D.C. That was more of an idea of supporting somebody who's a communicator of the ideas of liberty. So I totally understand where you're coming from. There are a couple things with which I disagree, although, Mark, I think you wanted to jump in.
Well, I guess what I hear here is the idea that because one wishes to seek office, that one is doing something that's wrong. As far as I'm concerned, that office is a tool, and a tool is neither good nor bad. I use a hammer to hammer nails. If I were to hit my wife in the head with it, I would be doing something bad.
Okay.
Now, I'll agree with you that the government is used on a regular basis to hit people in the head, and mostly has been done that. It almost entirely has been done that. But the fact that one person may hit you in the head with a hammer does not mean that nobody will. And an elected official could get in, like you, for instance, that could get in and try to protect the rights of people that would like to have them in there.
Okay.
Christine, I would like you to be the president over anybody else that's running.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I understand that, and just like I understand what Ian said in regards to his support of Ron Paul. And though I can appreciate that because I felt that for many years, I would have to disagree with you in this regard. Even a person such as myself or any other person of integrity that really wants to live those principles, if you are true to the principle of non-aggression, you would never want to hold an office that only exists by aggression. And that's my point. Even Ron Paul, as much as he's done for education, which I see as the main achievement of him, I would rather than seeing him run for president, I would much rather see him on a lecture circuit continuing to focus on education, just like I think any of us
would. That's pretty much what he's got. I mean, as because
he's just using the politics of the platform for that.
He does what is right for him, but for me, and addressing what Mark said, I don't see that holding elected office as a tool, because I see to hold elected office as a violation of the non-aggression principle in itself, because
that I don't agree with at all.
That would not exist if it were not for aggression. It's
I see where you're coming from. Obviously, I'm against having the government.
Every 4 years, you get a new government, right? Like, so the idea that wishing really hard is going to make that stop.
No, and I would tell you this. I have no illusions, unlike those who still are supporting government in any way like that, that people are going to wake up and see things the way that I see them or be an anarchist.
So
no, and I'm not trying to convert anyone.
So could I protect myself, Christine, is what I want to know. Am I allowed to protect myself?
I will say this. I believe, ironically, that when you cast a vote for someone, you are actually, and I think all the politicians, even the ones that are as opposite of your political values as possible, Mark, you are actually validating that and saying, I accept this system as legitimate. I prefer myself. I've made a choice that all of my time, my resources, and my personal energy, rather than be wasted on a charade of elections, is going to be spent toward education.
That's fine. You can make whatever choices you want.
Exactly.
You can dye your hair purple if you want. But the question I have for you is, can I make those choices for me?
Can I choose
as a champion to protect me from the aggressions of government?
And yet your quote
champion anyone who gets in elected office is forcing their will upon other people who do
right.
not agree
the
with it.
The will to leave me the F alone. Like, that's what I want. That's what my will is that
government
they
will never do that. I'm telling you. Government is never going
right.
to...
I get where you're coming from, Christine. Like, I understand that this is why this viewpoint of anarchism or
it's
whatever is too hardcore.
Absolute desperation is what it is. It's
well,
the fact that people have been beaten so hard for so long that they just don't believe anything can happen.
Right.
No, I don't. I disagree
look
with
at what's
you.
Going on
I'm
in
a
New
possibility
Hampshire.
Thinker. I disagree with that entirely. I'm a possibility thinker, but I am not going to. I see that the entire system of government, when it is based upon coercion, which it is at this point, not governance, I'm not going to participate and do something which I deem evil in order to get a good end. I don't believe in that.
I don't understand how you're saying the government is that you would be participating. If you step in as a politician, you vote no for against tyranny every single time. You take your paycheck, you donate it to charity, you give it to you give it back to the world the best way you can.
That's how I rationalized it before. That's exactly what I believed with my entire heart. But I now see to even hold that office is to say that there should even be a government and somebody that's taking that money from
that's
people
not,
to begin
that,
with.
See, this is one of my biggest objections to this sort of purist anarchist viewpoint.
They wish it was pure. It's not even pure. It's illogical.
Well,
I find it illogical.
Going,
it's aggression to hold office. It's to
no,
say that
no
I should be... all of our history in the United States, from your
history,
local government
no,
to the federal
that's the hammer argument. If the hammer's been used to hit somebody in the head every
no,
time, you're trying to say that it won't strike nails.
The fact that you are saying that a small group of people can make any decisions upon other people's lives
they can make
aggression.
A small group of people can make decisions, and that is to leave people alone and to make other people leave
then
people alone.
Then the government shouldn't exist, and I'm not going to be part of condoning it and saying I agree with the outcome of an
governments
election.
Governments will always exist. People must always be able to rule
well,
themselves.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Christine. Is it condoning the government if I run for mayor as the nobody candidate where I announce that if I am elected, I will not take office? Is that somehow
I think that's
government?
More of a lesson entirely because you would not actually take that office. I think that serves as an educational tool. Probably one of the ways
But wait a minute. Is
think.
It? Well, okay. Now you seem to be equivocating. So you wouldn't have a problem with that?
I would not support it or be involved in anything like that. I find it a bit silly. I would much prefer to focus on what freedom is, and perhaps when this government collapses economically, people will be ready for some governance and self-reliance.
Thanks for the call tonight, Christine. Appreciate hearing from you.
It's a Memorial Day.
That's all right. That's okay. 1-800-259-9231. Want to have room for you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Hour number two is next. What do you want to talk about? Memorial Day, voting, the system, anything goes.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.